Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Tuesday, July 19th, 2016. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. You know, if you guys are anything like me, you love eating out. Now, I like eating out because I don't have to do dishes, I don't have to cook, I just gotta give it to somebody else and they take care of it. Now, my palate isn't the most exquisite. I like fast food, I like Italian food, I'm an Italian from New York, so I'm allowed to do that. But if you like three things, there are three foods out there that you are most likely to get a fake but pay pricing of the actual food. Number one, Kobe beef. Kobe beef costs about $20 an ounce. So if you're buying a steak out and it says Kobe beef on it and it only costs $19, unless it's 1 ounce, you are not getting Kobe beef. It's a fake. You're probably getting Kobe style beef. Also, red snapper. I'm not a big seafood guy, but red snapper is very rare. And unless you see the fish in front of you, there's a 94% chance it's something else. 94% chance something else. And the last one, truffle. Truffle. The mushrooms, very rare. A lot of times they use truffle oil, which is just kind of a compounded mix instead of actual truffles. They say you should see the truffles shaved right in front of you, or else it could be something totally different. Most of us are not Gordon Ramsay. We can't pick out foods by just our taste. So next time you go out to eat, stick to McDonald's. I don't know what to tell you. Stick to McDonald's. All right. Coming up on today's show, the RNC convention kicked off last night in Cleveland, Ohio. And as it turns out, all of the screaming and yelling heard inside scared away all the protesters outside. And Donald Trump makes an unprecedented first night appearance. Did that help him or did it hurt him? Also, Melania Trump becomes the first immigrant that mainstream media and Democrats have ever criticized. Is that because she's here legally? Or because she delivered Michelle Obama's speech better than the First Lady did 8 years ago? We have all that, plus one new poll shows Hillary with a lead, but it probably still made her throw a vase at a Secret Service agent. I'll tell you all about that. And two new national polls show Donald Trump with a pre-convention surge and lead. Finally, we have the list of speakers for tonight, night two of the RNC convention. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to get to today, guys. We're going to kind of go, 100 miles an hour, potpourri style, a lot of stuff to get to. I see some stuff coming across the computer now. Not sure if we're going to get to all of it. But as always, make sure you check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com, and check out Lives Matter. Lives Matter, new article by Robert, and we have Listen, another new article by Tina, both very, very good. You can leave your comments at the bottom of the article on the webpage, and if you want to write for the show, you can do that. You can do that. Send me your article to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll get you published on the site. You'll get about 500 looks a day. Pretty good. Pretty good for a new writer. And a big shout-out to everyone listening on k98talk.com at 11 p.m. tonight. And we are live right now, on Red Nation Rising Radio. So much to get to today, guys. Hang in there.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Safety.
If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. You guys know where to check out this show. If you're not listening live, you can check it out on TuneIn or iTunes or Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Just search Rhino Report and you'll find it. We're all over the place. All over the place. All right, so here in New York, the big news today, right now, is there's a crane that collapsed across the Tappan Zee Bridge. Now, the Tappan Zee Bridge crosses the Hudson River about, I don't know, I guess 20 or so miles north of New York City. It's on a major thoroughfare called Route 87, Interstate 87, and they've been building a new bridge here, and they started building a new bridge, I guess, about a year or so ago. And the old Tappan Zee Bridge that is now blocked by this crane hasn't passed an inspection in, like, 20 years. It can't pass inspections. The bridge is, like, double the age it should be. So they're trying to build a new one next, right next to it, north of the existing bridge. And they have barge cranes and all sorts of stuff there. It's actually pretty remarkable. It's some feat of engineering. But this thing has kind of been cursed from the start. I mean, they've had so many problems with this. And, hey, listen, this is why I support union workers for skilled trades. Because these guys, they're all iron workers, they're all operators, they're all union, they're doing the whole thing union. And these guys go to school for 6, 7, 8 years after they, you know, get hired and they do their apprenticeship and everything. And because this stuff's dangerous, really dangerous. They have two people that the paramedics have taken away on stretchers. We don't know their condition as of right now. But these barge cranes, they're not small. They're not small. The booms on them are like 300 feet. And they ship them all in. There's one company around here that has all the barge cranes. I'll leave their name out of it for now. But, you know, this is why you need skilled people to do this. Because if this was done non-union with a bunch of people who are not as skilled or have not gone to school for these 7 or 8 years to learn their trade, this would be happening every day. It'd be happening every day. Now, I don't support unions for unskilled workers. I've said that before. I don't support unions for fast food workers. I support unions for skilled trades. Your masons, your carpenters, your iron workers, plumbers, steam fitters, boiler makers, your skilled trades. The people who build cities. Like I said, no one's ever built a city out of French fries before. It hasn't happened. Never, never happened. You can't pile a bunch of Whopper boxes up and build a skyscraper. So, here in New York, this crane falls over. Now, we seem to have crane accidents all the time. I mean, you guys, even in the South, in the West, in the Midwest, you'll always see it on Fox News, CNN, wherever you watch your or get your news from. You'll see this stuff happens on a pretty regular basis here. And, well, it's unfortunate, but sometimes the wind, sometimes it's operator error, sometimes it's a wave if it happens to be in the water there. Sometimes it's the manufacturer. Sometimes the specs just say, hey, listen, you can operate it under these conditions, and they go to do that, and they fall over anyway. So I don't know who's getting blamed for this. All I know is that there's traffic backed up about 100 miles because this is a major, major thoroughfare. Back in March, a 90-foot tugboat also hit one of these barge cranes. And it wound up sinking, and it sunk really fast. I happened to know people who were in the area when it happened, who were working on the bridge, and they said this thing went down like a brick, like a brick. It hit the barge crane, poof, that's it, sunk. We also had a boating accident right around there. I think one of the supports on the bottom, somebody hit it with a speedboat a few years ago when they first started building the new bridge. And I think the boater might have been drunk or something, and it was like a newlywed and a brother-in-law or something, and they've hit this thing. This thing has been cursed from the start. But it's a tremendous, tremendous undertaking. It's the Tappan Zee Bridge is about a mile and a half long. Not that long, but pretty good length for a bridge. So hopefully everyone that was taken away out of there on stretchers is okay. And I guess we'll hear about what caused this, especially here in New York. Cranes are falling out of the sky like raindrops lately. All right, what do we got here? Oh, let's talk about the RNC, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to talk about the Republican National Committee Convention. That's what we're doing. I was okay with it. Now, night one is supposed to be kind of like a rah-rah night, get you going. The next two nights, little vanilla. And then they end it with, of course, the nominee and the vice presidential nominee and the keynote speaker and the whole thing. So the first night and the last night, always the best nights. The middle couple of nights, you know, not so great. Pat Smith, when she speaks and she talks about her son, Sean Smith, one of the soldiers who was killed in Benghazi, it's hard not to believe her. You don't look at her and say, well, she's lying. You believe her story. You believe that Hillary Clinton lied to her. And now it's pretty easy to imagine Hillary Clinton lying. We had a 14-minute, essentially, indictment by the FBI given by James Comey a week and a half ago about what a liar Hillary Clinton is. And, well, they don't want to charge her because they're above the law. We know that now. We know the Clintons are above the law. We've always thought that, but now we know it. But Pat Smith, man, what a tearjerker. It's like, it's tough to listen to. And now that she has all the information, that's almost a real stab in the heart, because she has all the information now. She knows what they were talking about in these meetings while the consulate was under attack. They were talking about spin control. How can we say this was something else? How can we not look stupid 40 days before an election? That's tough. It's tough for the mother. And I give her a lot of credit. She has been on Fox News for a couple of years now. And it's rare that you see her do an interview and not break down in tears. She has no closure here. The closure was not the death of her son. That's not closure. There are things she wants answered. She was promised answers and did not get them. In fact, she got lied to, and then Hillary Clinton calls her a liar. Isn't that unbelievable? It's so hard to fathom. I look at her, and how do your eyes not well up when you hear her speak? Unreal. It's unreal that a person of Hillary Clinton's caliber could even be on the ballot. Even be on the ballot to be anything but head of recreation at a prison or something. Unbelievable. Now, before all this started, before the speakers started, now, before I get too far with this, I think the TV coverage was sort of horrendous, actually. I didn't like it. I thought Fox News was going to do a better job of covering the speakers. They only showed you a couple of different speeches in full. Just a couple. Now, there were people that I wanted to hear speak that you can see them in the background while Greta or Megan or whoever's doing their show, but I want to hear them speak. I hear Megyn Kelly speak every day. Every day. I want to hear some other people speak. So I think the coverage hasn't been that good. They even cut off Flynn halfway through his speech. What is it, too long? What, something Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity has to say is more important than what a lieutenant general has to say? I was really disappointed with the way Fox has covered the first night. I hope it changes, because there are good speakers every night that I want to hear. This convention is for me. It's for you. It's not for Fox News. They can draw the ratings off of it, fine. But the convention is for us to hear about all these people and their stories and why they're voting for Donald Trump and why they support this cause and why they won't vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't need Greta's opinion. I don't need Hannity's opinion. I don't need Megyn Kelly's opinion. I know their opinion. I want to hear the speakers who prepared speeches. We'll be back in a minute. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance
thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report here on CRN Digital Talk Radio and Red Nation Rising Radio. We're live here. So we're talking about last night's convention speeches. And, before we get too much into the speeches, I was a little happy to see the Never Trump movement kind of just got shot down. I said it yesterday, and I caught some flack for it. But if you're a big-time conservative and you believe the Republican Party does not represent your views, that's fine, because they're the Republican Party. They're not the Conservative Party. You have a party to go to called the Conservative Party. Now, if that party chooses to support Donald Trump, then your beef is with them. Now, I know the Republican Party will always say that we represent conservative values, but they're saying that for a reason. They say that so you'll come and join their ranks. That's why they say that. But the Republican Party has never been a big defender of conservatism. They really haven't been. Look at the last four or five candidates. Do you see big conservative values there? I don't. But, hey, listen, this was shot down. They wanted the roll call, all 50, the head of each delegation to, I don't know. Whatever. It's shot down. It's done. It's over with. It's all mainstream media want to talk about. There was upheaval at the convention. You know what it was? It was a convention. That's how these things work. There's yelling. There's screaming. There's passionate people. Right? There's objections. There's point of orders. All sorts of stuff. But at the end of the day, the majority got what the majority wanted. And they wanted Donald Trump to be their candidate. I don't for a second think that I would ever let a delegation decide who or what was best for me. Especially not a delegation of appointed people. Never. My vote is sacred. My vote, my singular vote, is on the shelf. And it's next to my Bible, and it's next to my gun. There are three things you'll never take from me. Never in a million years. I don't like the idea of delegations to begin with. I believe we should have one day where everybody goes and votes, they all pull a lever, and that's it. There's the nominee. Whoever wins is the nominee, and then maybe you have a second vote, or second place is the VP nominee. That's it. End of story. It puts all this garbage to bed. Now, Ted Cruz ran a great campaign at the state conventions. That does not mean that the overall population would like you to be the nominee. If that was the case, he would have won more states. That wasn't the case. So this had to get put to bed. It had to get squashed. We have to move on. You don't want to unite? You don't want to vote for Trump? Fine. Fine. I've given you time. I said it was a hard-fought campaign. Lick your wounds, and then when you're ready, come on over. You still don't want to? Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm tired of begging. All right, let's get back to the actual convention, what happened after the shenanigans got squashed. Sheriff David Clark, great speech. He always does very well in the public speaking role. I love how he came out, and the first thing he said was, "Let me make one thing clear, police lives matter." Love that. He is a great spokesperson for law enforcement officers. He's a great spokesperson for common sense. I think he will be a great head of Homeland Security or wherever he gets placed, because he will be in this administration. He won't say that. No one will say that. But I think we can all agree upon, if Donald Trump wins, Sheriff David Clark will have a spot in Washington, and that would be a great place for him to be. Rudy, everyone's talking about Rudy Giuliani. I know. They love Rudy Giuliani. The speech, you know, for me, it fell a little flat. I hate to tell you. He was screaming. He was yelling. They're saying it was the best speech of his career. Now, I've seen Rudy in action days after 9/11. And while that wasn't a happy time, those were some of the best comments he ever made. Yeah, was he exciting last night? Was he screaming and yelling? Yeah, but that's, you know what? That's not Rudy's thing. He's not a screamer and he's not a yeller. So why change who you are? I don't know. It fell a little flat for me. I'm sorry. And I'm a New York guy. I love Rudy. I think he'd be great in this administration, too. I thought in 2008 he should have made he should have made a bigger push for the presidency. He kind of dipped out a little bit early. But yeah, the speech for me, it wasn't just original Rudy. It was him being somebody else. So for me, not so much. Not so much. And then we saw Donald Trump. He makes an appearance on the first night of the convention. So weird. And he's got "We Are the Champions" by Queen playing. I mean, the guy knows how to make an entrance. And they said they're going to change the stage all up for his speech on the last night. And no one knows what it's going to look like. There are only a handful of people that know what the new stage setup's going to be. It should be just mugshots of Hillary Clinton across the top. That big, like, 90-foot screen they have, it should just be mugshot to Hillary Clinton. And then he introduced his wife, and that has stirred up some controversy. We'll talk about Melania Trump's speech when we come back, and a couple of new poll numbers. Guys, hang in there. We'll be back in a minute.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and Smart Fares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Now, before I talk about Melania Trump, this Never Trump stuff is haunting me. It's haunted me for a long time, and I don't mean to harp on it, but I think it's important that it be over in terms of who the nominee is going to be. Now, let me put a question out there to you, and then we'll move on. What would happen if they got their way? All right? The Never Trumpers, the delegations, decide to usurp your vote, subvert your vote, whatever you'd like to say, and they win. And somehow, Ted Cruz comes out of the convention as the nominee. Then what? That's why I always say you have to play the chess game in your head. These people have not played the chess game in their head. They haven't thought 4, 5, 6 moves down the road. I don't care if you're Guy Benson. I don't care if you're Ben Shapiro. They're not smart enough to do that, first of all. But second of all, what would happen? How do you explain? Who is it going to be? Cuccinelli going to explain to 20 million people why we think you're a bunch of idiots? Is that what they were going to do? Yeah, you know what, guys? Thanks for your input, but we decided you're all kind of stupid, and we'd rather have 2,400 superdelegates and be a lot more like the Democrats because we're so conservative, right? How do you explain it? You can't explain it. It's unexplainable. No, guys, we know the Constitution better than you do. Just trust us. Just trust us, please. We'll do this for you. What would the Republican voter do? Where would they go? Would they vote for Hillary? I don't know. Would Gary Johnson get his 15% he needs to be in the debates? It's a question nobody asks themselves. They're too concerned with their values and not the values of the 20 million people who took time out of their day to go vote for Donald Trump. So, what would the next step be? The dissolution or dissolving of the Republican Party? Would that have been the next step? Okay, great. Then what? Guess what? I don't care if you put Ted Cruz up. It all leads to a Hillary Clinton presidency. Then what? People will have lost faith in our party. We would lose the Senate. We would lose the House. We would lose the White House. Then what? All of you who want change tomorrow, you're going to set it back 20 years. 20 years. I don't get it. Think ahead. You can't just think about tomorrow. You have to remember yesterday and think 5 years in advance. This never would have worked. Never in a million years would have worked. You can tell me I'm wrong. I'm going to tell you, you're wrong. All right. Had to get that off my chest. Let's talk about Melania. She makes this speech, and right away, mainstream media, she's copying Michelle Obama from 2008. You know, I'm listening to the speech, and I'm thinking, you know what? I feel like I've heard this before. Right? I feel like I've heard this before. And so she says, from a young age, my parents impressed upon me the values that you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, that you do what you say and keep your promise, that you treat people with respect. They taught and showed me values and morals in their daily life. That's what Melania said last night in 2008 in Denver. The first lady said, and Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values, like you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond. Again, you do what you say and you're going to do it. You treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them or agree with them. Okay, so the phrase, your word is your bond, has been used twice, and I didn't know anybody had a trademark on that. I guess mainstream media has decided or filed with LegalZoom a trademark, perhaps, for the First Lady. You know, we all use the same words. Now, I'm not giving Melania a pass here. I'm not giving her a total pass. There are some similarities. I get that. And maybe it's less on her and more on her speechwriter. And Priebus said he would fire the speechwriter. And Lewandowski said he would fire the speechwriter. In fact, Lewandowski said he'd fire Manafort. Well, go figure. Let the pissing contest begin. I don't know. You can't trademark little phrases like that, right? You just can't do it. It's like in music, right? Every scale has the same 8 notes. So they all use the same 8 notes, depending on what scale they've written their piece off of. So what? Because they use the same notes as you, that now it's some sort of an infringement? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not giving her a total pass, but I don't think she intended to do it. Maybe someone else intended to do it. Let's see, another quote here. We need to pass those lessons on to the many generations that follow, because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them. That's Melania. And then in 2008, Michelle said, Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation, because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit and height to your achievements you reach is your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them. Okay, so you reach your dreams by working hard. I mean, is that what I'm getting at here? Like, they're not exactly the same. And how many people say, hey, listen, if you have dreams, work hard to get there? It's not plagiarism. It's not plagiarism. Nothing is copywritten here. They're not the exact same words or in the exact same order. I think people are blowing it out of proportion. But listen, mainstream media will find anything to try and just derail the message set forth here by the RNC. So, all right, let's see. Today is Make America Work Again Day. Starts at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. Let's see, we got Sharon Day, so she's the co-chair of the RNC, of Dana White, president of the UFC. Maybe we'll actually get to see some of these speakers if, Megyn Kelly and Greta and them can just shut up for 5 minutes and we can actually watch the speakers. That'd be nice. Let's see, Governor of Arkansas here. Who else do we have? Leslie Rutledge, of course, the Arkansas Attorney General. Andy Wist, who's a business person. We also have Senator Ron Johnson out of the Badger State, Wisconsin. We got a few things here. Oh, yeah, Natalie Gulbis there, the golfer from the LPGA. Mitch McConnell, that should be boring. So I think maybe Megyn Kelly and them can talk during that speech. So if we can just have them talk during McConnell, that'd be great. I'm interested to hear what Paul Ryan has to say tonight. Of course, he's the speaker out of Wisconsin's 1st District. I'm curious to see what his speech looks like. This was probably the one that I was looking forward to the most. Let's see, we have Kevin McCarthy, Chris Christie should be good. Tiffany Trump, eh. Donald Trump Jr., he should be okay. He doesn't think before he speaks, so that should be fun. Dr. Ben Carson. Lots of people tonight. Lots of people. We can just get Fox News to be quiet for a minute and put the camera on the stage. That'd be great. That'd be great. Maybe we can see. We'll have the clips for you. I don't want to see the clips. I want to see them speak. Don't give me clips. All right, guys. We'll be back with a couple of polls after this. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Napa Know-How! Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. All right, we have some polls here I wanted to talk about. It's not our poll dancing day, our poll crazy day. That's usually Thursday, but we have some new ones. They're going to be coming out more and more often. For a while there, Thursday was the day we saw a lot of them. Now we see these tracking polls and the state polls. And, well, we have a new NBC News and SurveyMonkey poll. This was taken between July 11th and July 17th. 9,436 registered voters with a plus or minus of 1.4%. Yeah, I don't believe that. Now, of these survey takers, let's see, 2,595 registered Republicans, okay, and 3,115 registered Democrats. So we have already about 600 more Democrats are polled in this survey. And that all amounts to, for the grand total, of Hillary Clinton by 1 point. That's what it amounts to. 600 more Democrat voters, and Hillary has a 1 point lead, 46-45. 46-45, however, there's more. When you add in the law firm of Johnson & Stein, Donald Trump jumps to a lead. He has 40, Hillary has 39, Johnson with 10, he likes that number, and Jill Stein, 5. Her number hasn't really jumped. A lot of these Bernie people said they were going to vote for Jill Stein. They're sending her $27 in envelopes or something. She's been around 5 or 6%, as low as 4% in early June. This is a good number for Trump at 40. That's about his high in this poll when you have in all four candidates. Also, do you think Hillary Clinton is honest and trustworthy? 69% say no, even with the higher Democrat numbers in this poll. Let's see. not a whole lot of confidence in her ability to fix race relations in this country. Not a whole lot of confidence in Donald Trump either. Not a lot of, I'm not, you know, the numbers are the numbers. I'm just telling you, I'm paraphrasing here for you. What else do we have here? Do you think the Republican Party is united now, will unite by November, or will still be divided come November? 31% say is divided now, but will unite by November. 59% say no chance. No chance, again, reflective of the 600 extra Democrats, because when you look at the Democrats, they think everything's fine and dandy in this poll. Only 29% believe that they're divided now, 29%, and only 34% say that they'll remain divided. So these numbers are reflective of the sampling. Does Bernie Sanders' endorsement of Hillary Clinton make you more likely to vote for her, less likely, or does it not make a difference? This was a question I was curious about, and makes no difference at a whopping 75%. So his endorsement meant very little, and that's because it came about 6 weeks too late. Had it came a little bit earlier, that would have been, it would have helped. At this point, it doesn't help, and in fact, you're seeing some of these people supposedly going over to Jill Stein and giving her $27, and I'm sure she could use $27 right about now. You know what? I'm a little surprised they went with that many more Democrats. If you want to go with, I don't know, 175 more Democrats than Republicans in this poll, and if you work the numbers just really quickly in my head, it looks like Trump would have a 7-point lead head-to-head and a 9-point lead. 9-point lead when you add in the law firm. So, hey, that's NBC News SurveyMonkey. People in this country don't generally identify as Democrat at that high of a rate. In fact, more people in this country identify as Republicans. So to have that sort of a sampling is a little odd. So, again, it's all in the sampling. All in the sampling. Let's get to another poll here. This one is, I've been waiting for this for weeks. This is the New York poll, Quinnipiac poll. And this shows Hillary with a lead, 47-35 over Trump in New York. Now, both claim New York as their home state. But if you've ever heard Donald Trump speak, and you've heard me speak, and you've heard Hillary Clinton speak, you can see which two are from New York, and which one of these is not like the other. That would be Hillary Clinton. She has that flat kind of Midwestern accent. But, yeah, she leads by 12, and that's not a bad number. You lead by 12, and that's great, but Obama won New York 63-36 in 2012. He won it against Romney. He won it by the same number, same 27-point advantage against McCain in 2008. And even John Kerry beat Bush in New York in 2004 by 18 points. So she's below all of them. Below all of them. Interesting numbers here. New York City voters back Hillary 63-20. Now, what's interesting about that is the Republican candidate in New York City generally gets 20%. What's also interesting here is that there's still 17% on the table. That's interesting. So if you whack that up and you have half go to Trump and half go to Clinton, if the Republican candidate can get better than 25%, in New York City, they will win New York. They will. I've been watching New York City. I've been involved in New York politics for a long time. If they get 25-30% in New York City, Trump wins New York. So take these, 7 or 8 points here, add them on. It's close, guys. Real close. And Trump wins upstate, which upstate usually goes Democrat. He wins 48-36, 12 points upstate, and he's even in the suburbs. Even. Westchester, Long Island, Nassau County, Suffolk County, all big Democrat areas. He's even. New York's in play. New York is in play. There's no way to say it's not. Hillary gets 82% among Democrats. Trump gets 76% among Republicans. It's the only state where I've seen him lose the crossover. She gets 10% of Republicans. He gets 9% of Democrats. The only crossover I've seen him lose in any state so far. Guys, New York's in play. It's there. That's 29 electoral votes. And at the very least, she's going to have to spend money here. 12 points, not going to do it. We'll be back in a minute here on the Rhino Report. And I want to tell you 7 things you didn't know about Gavin Eugene Long.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to the last segment of today's Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. A few more numbers about this poll. As I'm looking at it on the break, Clinton only gets independents in New York 41 to 35, only 6%. 6% in New York, that's going to kill her here, absolutely kill her. A lot of independents here in New York. This was from July 13th to July 17th, so pretty recent. Again, it's a Q poll, Quinnipiac. 1,104 New York State voters. All right, margin of error plus or minus 3%. Now, of course, it's always based on their sampling. That doesn't mean anything. They can say plus or minus half a percent. Doesn't matter. That's based on their sampling. Now, if you do a little bit of quick math, now there's nothing in this poll, I've read the whole thing cover to cover, that indicates voter affiliation. There are a couple of things you can derive and you can plug in some variables that you think are constant. And when I did that, It looks like they surveyed about 229 more Democrats than Republicans. Okay, I'm there with you. I get it. Big Democrat state, 229 more. And if you were to even these numbers out, if you were to even out, at least make it even, based on the turnout this year at the New York State primary, which again was unprecedented like every other state, and this was even, this was just about as he was getting ready to win. And you give Trump the 76% of support that they're saying he has, he's up by one. He's up by one. I mean, again, my math is different than their math, and I'm subbing in variables that I think are constant. But I've been right. I was actually had a better margin of error than YouGov did last week. He's up by one in New York. Yeah. All right. Interesting. But, hey, listen, it's July. It's July. So, up by one now can mean down by 20 come November. All right. This guy, this Gavin Eugene Long, the shooter in Baton Rouge, we're learning more and more about him as the days go on. Apparently, this guy had some history of anti-American sentiment all on social media. He had this Convos with Cosmos thing on YouTube. And he pretty much advocates for violence. That's what he does here. So that's one thing you guys may not have known about him. He had this Twitter account also. It was at Convos with Cosmo. I'm not sure if it's still up or not. You can go check that out. He says, government is a hate group. He said this on Twitter. They hate black people. And he also had some suggestions on how to keep your woman in check. Okay. This guy is a crackpot. All right. He never lived in Louisiana. He had no ties to the city. He drove there just to carry out the attacks on the police officers. He graduated from Grandview High School in 2005 and lived in Grandview, Missouri. That's where he was from. He drove 762 miles to carry out this attack in Baton Rouge. He saw himself also as a sovereign citizen, believing he was not susceptible or not. He didn't have to follow the laws of the state or the federal government. He belonged to the Ouachita Nation. Yep, that's what he belonged to. He, I guess, tried to, make himself his own person. He doesn't. Now, these people get in trouble a lot because they don't pay taxes. They don't think they should pay taxes. Again, they declare themselves sovereign, and they actually file paperwork to do this. So, he was discharged honorably from the U.S. military in 2010. We knew that. He had some medals. Let's see. He had an Iraq campaign medal, a Sea Service deployment ribbon, and a Global War on Terrorism service medal. And these attacks were planned, we're hearing. Definitely planned. And listen, he dropped out of college to go to Africa and find Islam. You know, Nation of Islam member. So, hey, listen. He says in the YouTube rant, I was also in the Nation of Islam. So maybe there are some small connections here. We'll talk about it later, guys. That's it for today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.